Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese with the podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. I understand what it's like to grieve. I lost my wife to glioblastoma. We who grieve know what it feels like. It's an experience like no other. In today's episode, I talk about the onset of grieving and how tears flow uncontrollably. When grief strikes, we instantly know what others who grieved before us knew. We knew that in a single moment, our lives changed. We who grieve know what only can be known by experiencing grieving. Sometimes grieving begins when we sit by the bedside of our loved one. We cling to the hope that by some miracle, our loved one will be spared. But with each passing hour, our hope slowly ebbs, and grieving takes its place. It's much like the shoots of a new plant popping through the soil. It comes slowly at first, then rushes at you like a speeding express train. That's how it was for me. I didn't know I was beginning my grieving period as I remained by Babe's bedside in the hospice during the last few weeks of her life. Even though she was unconscious, I held her hand and talked to her. I think she heard me, because every once in a while she'd squeeze my hand. The moments of Babe squeezing my hand grew further and further apart as she neared the end. All the while, tears streamed down my cheeks. I couldn't stop them. I didn't try. I let them flow, and oh, how they flowed, unstopping like a mighty river overflowing its banks from the melting snow and the spring runoff. Near the end, the hospice priest stopped by. I nodded and remained silent. I had no need to talk to him or anyone else. What I felt couldn't be described with words. Those who experienced something similar would understand how I felt. They would know without having to hear a word from me. The hospice priest broke the silence between us and said, "What have you learned?" I didn't think about his question. I blurted, "I learned that I have an infinite number of tears, and I'm not sure if they will ever stop." He didn't respond. He remained for a few moments, then left. I know I am not alone in experiencing freely flowing tears. I am one among many. Poet Federico Garcia Lorca shared sentiments of deep grief and anguish in his poem, Guitar. Here is his poem. The weeping of the guitar begins. The goblets of dawn are smashed. The weeping of the guitar begins. Useless to silence it. Impossible to silence it. It weeps monotonously as water weeps, as the wind weeps, over snowfields. Impossible to silence it. It weeps for distant things. Hot southern sands yearning for white camellias. Weeps arrows without targets, evening without morning. And the first dead bird on the branch, oh guitar, heart mortally wounded by five swords. My tears eventually stopped. Yet a song, a special day, or a memory triggered by a word, shadow, or smell might send a few over the top of the rim. I learned it happens. I accept it. I also learned it is better to live with hope and not cling to something I no longer have. Yet, learning to live with hope and not clinging to the past is only easy on a 90-minute movie. It's a lot more difficult in real life. Yet, hope is now my foundation, and it gives me a deep confidence that all things eventually will work out for the best. Nobel Prize-winning poet Czesław Miłosz shares what it's like to live with hope in his poem, Hope. Hope is with you when you believe. The earth is not a dream but living flesh. That sight, touch, and hearing do not lie. That all things you have ever seen here are like a garden looked at from a gate. You cannot enter, but you're sure it's there. Could we but look more clearly and wisely, we might discover somewhere in the garden a strange new flower and an unnamed star. Some people say that we should not trust our eyes, that there is nothing, just a seeming. There are the ones who have no hope. They think the moment we turn away, the world behind our back ceases to exist, as if snatched up by the hand of thieves. Ah, for me, I cling to hope. And I cling to the hope that life will get better for you and me. We cannot predict the direction or know in advance how it will get better, but hope tells us it will get better. It tells us that we are dancing with a mystery, And as we become comfortable in dancing with the mystery, it may gradually unveil itself to us. And it may choose to remain a mystery. We don't know. Don't seek answers. Look forward to the life that is waiting for you. If we continue to look forward to life, we'll discover how it will gradually unfold like a beautiful rose in the spring. And life will, once again, smile on us. Stay strong and never quit. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.